Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Music to My Ears podcast. I usually am okay until I have to press the record button, and then I suddenly start feeling some type of way, like I start feeling anxious, and it happens every single time I'm going to press this record button. Yeah, maybe I'll get better with time. So, part of the convo I'm going to share is from something I recorded on Monday. On Monday, I was on a roll, like I wanted to record. But I think through the week, I've been ruminating on the fact that it was not there yet. You know how you record something and then you do not feel it, like, okay, in that moment, part of it I liked, part of it I don't think I really did feel. So it was like, I need to do away with the whole of this. But I also realized there were gems I had dropped in this particular one. So there are things I cannot let go of. So I'm going to have to share the part that made sense to me and leave out the parts that did not make sense because I did not need to share it. The first thing I'm going to talk about on this Friday morning has something to do with jealousy. Now, if you're going to listen to the extract from the other audio and I speak about this friend establishing a company, now there are two friends. Another one has a company and, you know, it's working out and everything. And the thing again comes up, the green-eyed monster, where I realized, yo, I'm growing up and I haven't done much with my life. And I started feeling jealous. I'm like, you know, if I had more time, or you usually know you have potential. Like, I know I have potential. If I put my mind to it, I could do a lot. But you also be like, yeah, but I do not feel like doing the hard stuff to get whatever you want. I don't know if that makes sense. It's going to make sense to someone. But yeah, putting in the work is the hard part. Being consistent is the hard part. Like everything else is easy. Like having the talent is there. You know, everything. I think I've said on this podcast before that if I ever did fail, it was not from a point of not having talent. It would be from a point of not being disciplined enough. And I feel like discipline is something I need to teach myself, but we'll get there another time. So as I was saying, like with these friends establishing these journeys and everything, you feel a little bit of jealous even though you're happy for them. We're not that close, but they're still friends and you're happy for them and you feel a bit of jealousy. Now, one thing I have learned is jealousy, much like anger, needs to be felt. Like instead of frowning upon yourself and being like, I'm a bad person for feeling jealous, it should be seen from the point of this emotion is trying to teach me something. I believe that anger, much like jealousy, is trying to direct us towards something. So at the moment, I am trying to focus on the fact that what is this particular emotion trying to teach me? Yeah, it's less about me being a terrible person for feeling a bit jealous or for feeling angry in certain situations, and more about what is this emotion trying to teach me. In the same breath, I received very good news. This week on Monday, someone I absolutely adore reached out, and there's a project, like, I cannot give details, but there's something I'm supposed to work on with them. And I absolutely love this person. I have spoken about this person on the podcast, like, consistently, and have gotten an opportunity to work with this person. And when the news first came, I was shocked. I remember I felt like crying and I felt like laughing and I felt like jumping, and there are a host of emotions in one. So the first thing you do is text your friend. So I text Keith and I tell Mario and I tell I tell most of my friends. But in that moment, it does not sink in. And I hate how when I receive very big news, everyone else is jumpy and excited. And then I'm like, because I am afraid. I realized that I was afraid if I got excited, this too could be taken away from me. Yeah, I think I had to address that. Like that night, I think, or a night later on Wednesday at night, I sat down because I kept feeling like, yo, at any moment, this person is going to text me and be like, we cannot do this. Can we, you know, reschedule, or it's not working out? And then I had to sit in the fact that if I have gotten this particular opportunity, it does mean I am meant to get this opportunity and I am going to get it regardless, if that makes sense to you. Like this particular chance was mine. In the same breath, when I get these opportunities, there comes a doubt. Like there's something at the back of my mind, which is like, but are you really worthy of this space? Are you really worthy of whatever you're getting, like these big blessings and everything? And then I have to remind myself, and this took a lot because I remember I had to talk to actual people to remind me. I was on a call for like an hour and a half yesterday with a very dear friend of mine. And then Calvin had to remind me of how hard sometimes I work and how amazing whatever I do is, though it's hard to see when you're on the outside looking in. So from that, I learned that my story is going to be worthy regardless, because one of the things that I was afraid of is this person is reaching out, but I've seen the work they do before. And, you know, maybe mine is not up to par. Like, maybe my story is not that big, grand story. Maybe someone else might get to tell the story that does not involve me. And then I realized that my story is beautiful, amazing in whatever ways it looks. Like, we all have different journeys, and all of our journeys are going to take us where we are supposed to be. So my journey is beautiful, should be commended, is amazing in whatever way it looks. Like, to me, it is everything. It means when I go outside that sell myself, I am selling everything I have. So I cannot look down on everything I have. That is, I think, how I'm seeing it at this moment. And yeah, that is how insecurity works. Sometimes that is how it works, because I don't have any other ways to bring it out. Yeah. Another thing is in comparison. Like, I think sometimes why we feel insecure is we're comparing our story to others. And I think I've said before in the podcast that comparison will rob you of a lot of joy. And it did rob me for some time before I, you know, you have to snap back. Sometimes you have to catch yourself and be like, yo, you're slacking. This is not you. You have worked for way too hard. That is one of the things I had to remind myself. Like, my friend was reminding me, yo, you speak about this person in every sentence. Like, you quote them after every 2 minutes. You were getting the opportunity to meet this person and you're here ranting about how you do not feel like it and everything. And then I realized, yeah, I do speak about this person a lot. And this is an opportunity to meet one of my idols. And it's just amazing. The other thing I want to talk about is people are not dispensable. You know, that is a lesson I'm learning the hard way, or the easy way, maybe. Of late, I have this trend of, if it's no longer working, I will let go very, very easily. I hope I've said that on the pod before. But I'm also learning that people are not as dispensable. And that goes for you too. I did not see that part. Like, in me saying people are not dispensable, I sometimes look at it from one end. Like, it's from me going outwards. Like, I cannot let go of people every single time because a particular relationship, a particular friendship is no longer working out. And then you also look at it from the point of, you do not also get to come in and go, you know, come and go as you want, because I am not dispensable. So if it's no longer working, please let go, because you also are not dispensable. Yes, you, my dear, are not really dispensable. So if the other person feels like they can come and go as they want, that is wrong. You know, treat people how they're treating you. I was speaking to a friend earlier, I was, I think, on Monday, and then we were going through things and then realized sometimes you want to see the best in people. Like, when it's me, I have to try and see the best in people. But sometimes some people are just shit. Like, some of you are just shitty and you're not trying to do better. Like, why am I the one who is being held to higher standards while nobody gets to hold you to the same standards? Why don't you hold yourself to the same standards you'd hold me to? Because if I did something, you'd be like, oh, you do not call or you do not text. I do not feel like we're friends anymore because we're drifting. But you realize we're drifting and you took a week or two before texting me. You do not text me too. Do you understand? So it's a thing of the same standards apply. If you're being messy, I think I should be afforded the right to be messy. Yeah, I'll go on a whole rant. So please treat people the way they're treating you. And if people are not dispensable, then you also are not dispensable. Another thing is, when people show you or tell you who they are, please believe them. I am regretting a friendship. I call resurrected? This is someone we've not talked to in, I think, months. We've not talked with in months. And I felt the need to be like, not reach out, they reached out. And then I felt the need to be like, ah, you know, that is that something of the past. Let us, you know, really work on moving forward. So we did move forward. And then I think a month or so later, they're back to the same antics, like the same disappearing acts. And then I'm like, but extend grace towards people. And then I extend grace. And then this person disappoints again. And then we are at the drawing board again. And then I'm like, ah. You know, this is hard, but we're going to keep extending grace. While this particular person is clearly showing me that I cannot depend on them. And in showing me I cannot depend on them, I really cannot have you around if I cannot depend on you. you know, if what if something happens to me in the middle of the night and I need to call someone and you can, you'd not come through, you cannot come through. Do you understand? Or not even in that case, like in every single thing, it has taken so much for me to get where I am. And I don't think I can have people who are giving half of themselves in this journey. Don't know if that only makes sense to you. I mean, to me, or that makes sense to you too, but that is how I'm feeling. In the same breath, I'm using that word a lot in this particular episode. But lastly, I think I've always known I'm hyper independent. I love doing things on my own. Like, you show me you do not want to help me with it, fine, I'll just go ahead and do my own thing. And for the longest time, it has served me because it's easy. I think it stems from childhood and everyone expecting the elder, you know, the firstborn, to always have that shit together. And with the time, you know how parents delegate tasks to the firstborn. So with the time, I think I've just gotten used to doing things by myself. And I realized it was showing toxically in the friendships that I had. It means if we went somewhere and we were supposed to do something, I would do everything because I was afraid of being disappointed. It would be like, if I delegate a task to one particular person, they're going to disappoint me. So I would rather do it by myself than be disappointed. And that has played out. I think that at home, it still plays out. I'm like, I would rather do something than hassle with a sibling. I'll be like, no, I'll just do it. I don't think I have the time for the back and forth. And I don't think that is healthy. It's not even thinking. That really is not healthy. So hyper-independence has served me in certain ways. Like, I remember for the longest time, I would not ask for money for parents. Like, if they gave me money, and if it came early, I would not call my parents because I was afraid. Not afraid, I just had to do it by myself. And then this particular year, I got used to asking. I'm like, I'll call my mom. I'm like, I no longer have money. And it took a lot to get there. Same thing happened with my friendships. Like, nowadays, I let people do things for me more. And another toxic way in which hyper-independence was showing was in how I showed up for people. Like, if someone else called me right now and they wanted me to listen, I would be very willing. In me letting go of things I was going through, that was the hardest part. But beautifully, I have learned and now I am more forthcoming. Yes, if you're my friend and you're listening to this, I am more forthcoming. I am doing way, way better. I think I'm at my best, you know. There are things I still hold on to, but it's very little. Like, that is, I have learned to really trust people because they trust me too. So there's no need for me to carry stuff alone. But hyper-independence is a bitch. Sometimes it can be nice. Sometimes it does not really work and all of that. But I've realized I'm hyper-independent and I'm trying to let people in more and work on it. Yeah. If you want more on the hyper-independent stuff, just listen to the latest episode of Legally Clueless. Not the latest, the second last one. I'll drop a link in the description box so that you can listen to that. Yeah, apart from that, what else do I have? Oh yeah, before I forget, I also wanted to add that of late, like when I listen to a podcast or I read a book, I try and write something I have learned. So please make sure in whatever you're consuming, you get to learn one thing. It doesn't have to be like the whole book or anything, but whatever you're consuming, like whether it's a friendship that you are around so much, please make sure you're learning one thing from them. Do not feel the pressure. Sometimes you do not learn anything. Sometimes you're just there for fun. But sometimes learn one thing. The next thing I'm doing is recommending music. This is the same music I'd recommended before, but hey, we're here. I'm just going to drop them. This time there's no witty anything behind them. The first person I'm recommending is Fena Gitu. Fena Gitu has a new album out called Love, Art and Lust. Do listen to the album. But the song I'm recommending is Let Me Go. I really, really love this song. The next song is Take Your Time by Caleb Awiti. Now, Caleb, whatever you call it. Caleb starts off a bit slow. Like, I've listened to the song. It starts off a bit slow and then it builds up. It's giving a fusion. If you listen to Non So Madi, you're going to enjoy Take Your Time by Caleb Awiti. Kesho by Bridget Blue has been one of my favorites for like 2 weeks. I listen to the song a lot. And I realized one of my friends also has the song on their playlist. So whenever we listen to his playlist, I'm just like, can you please play me Kesho by Bridget Blue? Now, I've recommended Nitangoja by Kinoti on this podcast before, but you should listen to Fall featuring Ochiko. This song, the first time I heard it, it was so sensual. You know those songs that are emotionally gripping? It makes you feel things you do not want to feel. But yeah, listen to Fall by Kinoti featuring Ochiko. Another fun fact is my friend Powell is the one who recommended this particular one, but it's a nice, dope song. Listen to it. Zenia Manase is back with Temporary Love. Zenia Manase works overtime because I remember we have like an EP featuring Ukweli that is out. So this is big. And that is not the only good news. She is releasing an album this year, so I cannot wait. There's a lot of albums that are coming out. There's Mahalia, JJ Smith, a lot of people are releasing, oh, Sauti Sol, a lot of people are releasing albums that I cannot wait to listen to. The very last song I'm recommending is Nikilewa by Nviri the Storyteller. Now, I personally have not called an ex when I'm drunk. Maybe it's because my phone inachukuliwanga before. Anyway, and this was a guaranteed hit. Like, this song has Bien and Ben Soul and Nviri. Ah, this is an absolute banger. If you guys need to listen to someone, need to listen to something this weekend, please listen to Nikilewa by Nviri the Storyteller featuring Bien and Ben Soul. Peace out. What's up, good people? I am trying out, you know how radio hosts speak. I do not know how it's coming out, but I have a cold that is healing, so my voice sounds a little bit off, but it's fine. I think I speak better this way. I was planning to heal first before I came back and recorded this, but Keith reminded me that I need to use my sexy voice before it goes, so yeah, here I am. Like any other week, I do not have things planned, but I think I know I want to like go with this. So a friend of mine runs a company, like she owns a jewelry shop and things of that sort. And initially when someone starts a project, you know, it's like, it's going to take time to pick up, you know, it's not a big deal and all of that stuff. You do not feel the pressure. That is where I'm going. So when she started this business, I was just like, you know, it's doing fine. She's not in the country. So that was an added pressure. So yeah, the other day I saw her. She was part of this expo and a lot of people were, you know, showing up, and I am happy. Do not think I'm jealous. I'm very happy for this particular friend. I want her to reach for the stars and get the moon if she can get the moon. But at the same time, there's this feeling in my chest that is like, I have not achieved much with my life, because I looked back and then I was like, me and this person were in high school, or me and this person interacted at a point in high school. And at this point, she is doing so much better than me. Regardless, you know, usually the things of our backgrounds are not similar. We do not have the same level of, you know, starting point. Like the people who are gifted financially, the people whose parents can give to their passion projects and things of that sort, because this is not the main thing she does. That is another problem. Like, she's a student, and then on top of that, she has this hustle on the side that is taking off. So it had me thinking, I'm like, you know, I do not have one thing that I have that is like going for me, and I cannot keep staying in this space, this funky space of it will take time, everything that is mine will find me. I do believe that, and I believe that heavily. I think I went to sleep last night telling myself that everything that is for me is going to find me, and it's going to happen in its own time. And I believe that with my entire being. But on some days, that is just not enough. Like, I look at people doing big things and I'm like, I wish I could do more with my life, you know. I wish I had that career people want to, you know, a career by 25. You know, sometimes I look back, I'm like, I wish I had all that. And sometimes I'm enjoying life too much to not notice who is doing what. I'm just like, yo, this person did this. I'm like, ooh, happy for you. Oh, that friend went to Egypt. Ooh, happy for them. This friend is going to where? Dubai. Nice, you know. I'm just, and I'm not saying at this moment I'm not enjoying this, but I'm just saying it stood out that I do not have like something on the side. And I think that is something I've always wanted, because I do not want to depend on someone for money. Hyper-independence has taught me not to depend on someone else for money. And also, just, you know, I cannot, my parents have put in a lot for me to be where I am right now. So I don't think I want to grow up in front of those people who will still lean back and be like, yo, can I have like some money from you guys? I don't think I want to be that person. So yeah, I think I'm just going to have to work a lot harder. Well, I do not have the strength in me to work that harder. But anyway, I think we'll get there. So I have been thinking, I've been brainstorming, and this rant is not going anywhere. Like, there's nothing constructive that came out of it. But yeah, that happened. Another thing that happened was last week, while cleaning out a previous phone I have had notes for like 3 years. Like, I have poetry, I have short raps that I've written, I have ideas for stories and everything that I've been keeping for the longest time. And I remember, even though this phone was spoiled, this old phone, one of the reasons why I wanted to fix it was so that I could get my notes back. So while thinking, I get all of my notes back and I'm so happy. And then I make the mistake of deleting my older notes like a little too soon because the stuff was still synced. And I lose every single note I have. I looked for every app I could find. Like, I looked for every app for retrieving files, retrieving documents. I looked for everything and I tried them. None of them were coming back. Like, I got pictures that I did not need, but they're from long ago. So in that moment, part of me wants to blame myself. I'm like, man, fuck it. You should have known not to delete things while they were still synced. And then part of me is like, be nice, you know, be nice to yourself, because you would not have known that that would have happened. But I still felt bad that I lost so much. Like, it took me a lot to write that, can I call it body of work? It's notes that I've had for like 3 years. And then at the same time, I don't want to stay in the mourning period for too long, because I'm also like, I can still build this. Like, I am the same person who wrote all of this stuff. So in a way, I can still write it again and all of that stuff. Yeah. The other thing that has been happening, I don't know why I'm ranting about my life too long, but, you know, bear with me. The other thing that has been happening is I've realized I'm a bit off. Like, you know how I love Jay Shetty and I love, you know, this podcast on empowerment, but of late, I don't think I'm in the space where I want someone to tell me this is how it's done. Like, I don't know if I want to figure it out, but I don't think, sometimes you just need a break from every other thing. I just want to consume media that is for fun. You know, I just want to go through TikTok and have laughs and everything. And even if I want information given to me, I think I want to be able to have it in a more simpler form, if that makes sense to you people. So yeah, that has been happening. My country, if you're listening, is there anyone who listens from, who is not Kenyan? Nikoshua kila mtu mwenye nasikiza is Kenyan. So yeah, Kenya has gone to the dogs. But you shouldn't talk about your country badly. Ah, but that is another thing that is being spoken. I remember someone posted, I think, on Twitter and was talking about how we should never go with the idea of patriotism. And then I was, that is so right. Because I keep asking myself every day, why isn't a politician patriotic when it's stealing from the public? Why isn't like our athletes, our football players, rugby team, very talented people. I remember the other day a chick from, who was it, fencing? I think she does fencing, or was it a form of arts that is new? And then she was like, the country has never organized anything for her. Like, she has paid for her trips, she has paid for every single thing, every single day, and it is exhausting. And the country still gets credit whenever she wins at this event. So I'm like, there's no need to be patriotic to this particular country. It is not giving me much. So I think if I get a chance to do more with my life, I think, or get out of this country, I think I'm taking it. But I think that is for everyone. Everyone is tired. But in the same breath, I love this country. Do you know how usually it's like, have a love-hate relationships with the things that hurt us? So I love this country extremely. Or maybe I love the people and the experiences. But I love this country extremely. And at the same time, it is also taking away from me in a sense. Because for the longest time, I've just been like, politics is not my thing. But of late, I am getting, like, there's so much happening that you as a youth cannot afford to not be interested in politics. Like, it is going to affect you in one way or another. If it's not sugar rising, it is going to be laws that are going to affect you in the next few years. So, yeah, that...